This week's showroom have been sponsored by family Charlie Bloom, Le'ilu Nishmas, Ras Rochel Bas Menachem Manus, Aleha Shalom, Mrs. Ray Bloom, who's your... Monday the 26th of August, Kof Elul, Rabbi Yehoshua Hartman, Vidoy on Yom HaKippurim.
Okay, good morning, everybody. First of all, it's very nice to be part of the Torah Way, which is now celebrating its 10th year of Abrutzis Torah, day in, day out, and kol hakavod to those organizing it. Today, the one who was in charge of it is Reb Dudi Itzkowitz, who's already doing it for Shalom Manas the Kabbashar for so many years. I say it's a tremendous avoida every day getting the picture, the title, and making sure that it all should work out. Really, it's Netz Hashem, the schus of this Abrutzis Torah should help Dudi and his family and Kol Klal Yisrael to have a ksiba v'chasima tov and Netz Hashem. Okay, everybody, say, what I want to speak about today is the process of vidui that we have on Yom Kippurim. Now, it sounds something maybe a little bit scary, but something very simple. Let's start. What is vidui about? Vidui is meaning confession, and the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the very first halacha, vidui is a mitzvah eseh, ketzot misvadin, oimer, ona Hashem, chatasi, avisi, poshati lefonecha, vasiti kach lekach, v'hari nichamti uboishti b'maisai, and I'm very embarrassed from what I did, ulo'oilam eini choyz ledover zeh, and I'll never go back to doing it again. So the vidui includes charata and kabbalah l'asid. Now the Rambam, if you look carefully at his words, there's two parts to it. Acknowledgement of the chet, ana Hashem, chatasi, avisi, poshati, and that's taken word for word from the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. The Kohen Gadol did three times a vidui on Yom Kippurim. And it says in the Mishnah, he would say, Ana Hashem Avisi Poshati Chatasi Fanecha. And that part the Rambam is quoting. But then when the Kohen Gadol, after he said the acknowledgement of the Chet, he started davening. And then he would say, Kaperna La'avonois V'la'poishim L'chatoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive us. That we don't say in our private vidui, rather we say charata and kabbalah lasi. That's the parts, boishti b'maisai, and I hope I won't do it again. So the question here comes, so the Kohen Gadol says a vidui without a charata and without a kabbalah lasi. So what kind of vidui is it? Now you could go and say, of course, he's speaking in the name of the public. How could you say charata in the name of everybody and kabbalah lasi in the name of everybody? But if a vidui, and part and parcel of vidui is a charata, remorse, the kabbalah lasid, how come a Kohen Gadol doesn't do it himself? That's question number one. Furthermore, our vidui that we do in Yom Kippurim on the five tefillahs, so what do we say? We say, al chet shechatan lefanecha b'anis v'ratzayin, v'al chet shechatan lefanecha v'imut salev. Also over there we don't have charata and kabbalah lasid. Where do we say, and Hashem, I'm so sorry I did it? And where do we say, I won't do it again? And there's a tefillah. Okay, it's a tefillah, but then I'm taking upon myself a commitment, I won't do it again. Our vidui as well. The viduis that we're engaged on Yom Kippurim do not have the components of charata and kabbalah lasid in them. Now here comes something interesting. There is really a correlation between our vidui and the vidui of a Kohen Gadol. The Yireim says in Siman Reish Samach Gimel that Siva Yotzreinu le Kohen Gadol sheisvade al chatas Yom Kippurim bet viduim. The Kohen Gadol has to do two viduim on the Purim and one on the Seir Mishtalech. Talada le mitzvahs ese. As a result of that mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol, a kickoff of what the Kohen Gadol does, Tzivu Chachamim shekol Yisrael Yisvadu, Ben Ishu Ben Isha B'Yom HaKippurim. So our vidui is really a kickoff from the vidui of a Kohen Gadol, and really the similarities are pretty obvious. In both of them you don't have a charata, and in both of them you don't have a kabbalah lasid. So what kind of vidui is it? That's question number two. Question number one was on the lack of charata and kabbalah lasid by the Kohen Gadol. And question number one, and question number two, the lack of charat and kabbalah lasid in our vidui. By the way, there's a little bit of a raya to what the Yireim says, that our vidui is a copy from the Kohen Gadol, because the only two times that you find a vidui on an ones means something beyond my control. The first one is, Al-Chet she-chatanu lefanecha bo'aynus v'ratzayim. Really? You have to make a vidui on an anus? Well, the Kohen Gadol did. Okay? The Kohen Gadol did. He said, in the Torah's Kohanim it says, V'yizvada alav, en li ela vadem, sfakaseem, v'oinseem, v'shkageseem, inayin, v'oinseem, tamudumar, kol amaynus. So he also did a vidui on anusim. But this, here's another similarity between the two. But here comes the question again. Do you have to do a vidu on an anus? Well, the Ramah Paskins in Yerudah Siman Kuf Bayeh, that if someone was nichshol in a very serious avera ba'oynes, he says ba'oynes ain tzarich kapara. The Ramah, that's what the Ramah Paskins in Yerudah Siman Kuf Bayeh, Siv Dalet. Then over there it's speaking about dinei taras and mishpacha, and if someone was nichshol ba'oynes, ain tzarich kapara. There's no need of remorse. There's no need of a kapara. So why do we have to say on the video of Yom Kippurim? In fact, the very first one is Al Chet Shechatan Lefanecha Ba'Oynes U'Beratzon. So that's question number three for today. Soon I'm going to ask you to repeat the question. So everybody say, so stay on your feet. So that was question number three. Question number four. Everybody say, five questions, and with that we're going to conclude. We pass Kala Halacha that if should a person make a video in Yom Kippurim on Averis that he already did tshuva on. Let's say he didn't speak any Lashon Hara the last 5 years. Does he still have to make a vidui on Lashon Hara? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara, right? It's a machlokes in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. Tan Rabban and Averos she yisvad alem Yom Kippur imze. Lo yisvad alem Yom Kippur acher. But Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov omer, he should. Shenema kipsho yani eda v'chatosi negdi tamid. So he does have to make a vidui on Averos that he already did tshuva a year or two or three ago, and he was not engaged in Avera again. Why? So Rashi's mashma from the Gemara, I'll read you the Rashi, Eini v'chatasi negdi tomid, Eini sobo shikipartani, V'ayu tomid kilu negdi omid. I'm not convinced of Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do I know my kapara worked? Maybe it didn't. So I'm always choishesh. I always have to be afraid. And consequently, I have to be misvadeh over and over and over. That's what Rashi says, and the Gemara over there in Maseches Yuma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. But from the Rambam and Chas Tshuva's mashma, that's not the reason. Because the Rambam says over there, Averos sheisvad alem yom kippurim ze choizer misvad alem yom kippurim acher afal pi shehu oimed betshuvasai, even though he's holding on strong to his tshuva. So the Rambam is pointing out that it's not much from the Rambam. Maybe the tshuva wasn't good enough. The tshuva is great. Oimed betshuvasai. The tshuva is wonderful, lovely, brilliant, and yet he has to do a vidu over it again. The question is why. So if you say that the reason is, maybe it wasn't good, maybe I wasn't successful in the previous times, okay, that's a swara. But for the Rambam, it's mashra, no, you did the tshuva properly, so for sure it was successful. No. Right? Bank holiday, today we're no sleeping. Today, no sleeping at bank holiday, because we're going to have to go work afterwards. So now, no sleeping here. We agree, Rabbi Yisai. Bank holiday, labor dick. So Rabbi Yisai, so then, the question then is, why do we have to make a vidui over and over on chatoim that we already did tshuva? And according to Rashi, it's understood, but according to the Rambam, that it's a great tshuva, why do you still have to repeat it? And my last question for today is, that the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, right? The Mishnah Berurah Paskins, in Simon Tov Rezayin, on this halacha, af ben adam lechavero, gona v'gozal, af api shemachlo v'yishivot akzeila, you have to constantly have a video on Yom Kippurim. So the Mishnah is saying, you're not going to have to, when do you have to repeat the video over and over and over? If it's also involved transgressing a Ben Adam Lamakom. What will be if it's in that Ben Adam Lechavero? And the Mishnah gives two examples. Iknit Chavero Bedvarim, that's called only Ben Adam Lamakom, Lechavero, I'm sorry. Oh, Ani Hamahapech Becharara. Again, without going into details now, Yesh Lamar Kahai Kavana, you don't have to repeat the vidui. So the Mishabura, and it brings it in the name of the Prima Gadim. So the Mishabura is saying that when do you have to repeat over and over the viduim? When? A vidui an averis of Ben Adam Lamakom. Not an averis Ben Adam Lachavera. Why? Why? What's the chilek? So those are the five questions that we have here for today. Let's see, Rabbi Yisrael, who could repeat the questions? Let's start. Question number one. Good from David, a Kohen Gadol, that he has a vidui, which does not entail a charata and kabbalah la'asid, If vidui has to be charat mikabal lasim, how come it's omitted from the vidui of a kohen gadol? That was question number one. Question number two: our vidui, the same question, just kohen gadol. Our vidui on Yom Kippurim, which is a long one. It's called the vidui of Rav Amram Goyen. It's along with al chet shechatanu. We are acknowledging the chet, but no charata and no kabbalah lasid. So what kind of vidui is that? That was question number two. And what was question number three? What? Honest. Very good. Nachon? Question number three was that the Kohen Gadol and us, we make a vidui on an honest. In fact, it's our first vidui. The first word in our vidui is honest. And since there are more paskets in Yerudea, Simon Kufayei, that if someone who's an honest, eino tzarich kapara. So what is the nature of this vidui if it does not require a kapara? That was question number three. What was question number four? I'm sorry? If you already did tshuva, so you have to do vidui over and over again, that's how we paskin, because it says in the pasuk, chatasi negdi tamid, Rashi is saying, because how do you know that your tshuva worked? So you always got to be worried and afraid, maybe the tshuva didn't work. But for the lashon, the Rabbah means, afilo oimed b'tshuvasai, the tshuva did work. And yet you got to do a vidui over and over again. The question is, why? And the last question was, Very good. I'm almost impressed. Okay, Baruch, come on. Right? The last question was, how come the Mishabur is saying, he thinks it's a granted, that the vidui that you have to repeat over and over again, it's only averis that are involved in Ben Adam L'makom. But if it's averis Ben Adam L'chavero, you ask Mechila, enough. One time is enough. Every Ben Adam L'chavero has Ben Adam L'makom in it? Well, he found two examples that it's net Ben Adam L'chavero, and then if you ask Mechila, one Yom Kippur is enough. And the question is, what's the difference between these two? Okay, Oisai. So since the Olam remembers so clearly the five questions, so we got to answer. Nachon? So now we got to answer. So it appears, it seems when you look through it, that there's two dinim in the vidui. Let's see what it means. The Mapit, right? The one who wrote the commentary on the Rambam, Kira Sefer. You know, the city in Eretz Yisrael called Kira Sefer. It's really named after Apostle Genach. He says there's a vidui out part of tshuva. It's the conclusion of the tshuva. Tshuva is making a full circle and coming back. And part of that process is remorse, a new resolution, and verbalize it. What do you verbalize? The charata and the kabbalah l'asid. And the reason why you have to verbalize it is because that brings it into reality, and that shows that you have to acknowledge how terrible the sin was, and you regret it, and you won't do it again. And it's the conclusion of the process of tshuva. That's what the Mabit says. Mitzvah sheyoshev achoyte mechetu lifnei Hashem v'yisvade. Hatshuva v'avidui mitzvah achasi she'ein vidui b'liv tshuva. And then he goes on saying, she'avidui hu gmar hatshuva. It's the conclusion of tshuva. But there's another probably aspect of vidui. And here I want to quote from the Sefer Ala Tshuva of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal from Boston. There's a Sefer called Ala Tshuva, and there's some Gevaldike ideas there. And he goes on saying the following. He goes and says, true, so there's a vidui, which is the part of the process of tshuva. But I'll prove to you that there's another kind of vidui, which does not have to do with tshuva. First of all, he points out, v'raya l'dovar, the Kohen Gadol, he does a vidui three times, four times a day. So is he doing tshuva three, four times a day? Manyan. What? You got to do tshuva three, four times a day? If you did tshuva, you did tshuva. Again tshuva, and again tshuva, again tshuva. If a vidui is part and parcel of a process of tshuva, so what's a pshat that on one day, in over a few hours, you say a few viduis? So that means a few tshuvas. Hard to swallow. That's what he points out. That's point number one. Still. Point number two. What is a pshat that he does a vidui for other people? If vidui is a part of tshuva, you got to do it for yourself. So every year, he should go to the Azara and do it himself. A Kohen Gadol, he's my shliach for tshuva. He'll be mitzvada for me. Is that shach to do it? V'chi Kohen Gadol yichol lashuv b'tshuva avur kol Yisrael? Could you do tshuva on the behalf of someone else? V'yechol mishu lasot tshuva b'avol zolato? Could anybody make tshuva for someone else? V'yafilu achiv, aviv, obno? Could you make tshuva for your brother? Could you make tshuva for your father, for your son? So how could a kohen gadol do tshuva for us? So what does that show? What does that show? That it can't be tshuva. So then what is it? So he's like, again, if vidui is a process of tshuva, what's a show? What? A kapar, yes. Because that's korbanis. I think there's a chiluk. Korbanis is a chiluk of tzibur. So tshuva is a chiluk of tzibur. Okay, I hear, man. No, in monks, we got to say like a little bit more. Emanasot. We're chaberim from another shul. So we're just, it's a good joke. It was a very good joke. No, it was a good joke. Yeah, good. Anyway, I'll go upon your side. So that's what Rabbi Yosher Ber is pointing out, that I guess there's another kind of form of vidui, which is not only part of tshuva. So then what is it? Mazeh vidui, the other part, of a kohen gadol doing 3-4 times a day for the whole public. If it's not a process of tshuva, so then what is it? So he goes on saying, Rabbi Yosher Ber over there, Havidui Hashini Humisug Achel. Vidui shel ritsui. Ritsui means in English? To appease, to meratza Hashem, to whatever the word for ritsui would be. How would anybody translate the word ritsui? Appease. You can't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu empty-handed. You have to come with a vidui. What does that mean? So Rabbi said, to explain this, there's really something very, very interesting here. The Rabbeinu B'chai and the Kada Kemach says, Yadua ki avidui mitzvus eser shebatara, ve'inyan avidui that you should tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu chatas lefanecha. I want to bring another point, meaning that vidui has nothing to do with tshuva. V'doshu Chazal, kivan shechata odam v'hizvada, when a person does a chet and he's moideh, shuv ein malach rashai ligoabo. A malach can't touch him. You know what's the marker? That a vidui protects you even from a malach? You know from who? Bilam. What did Bilam say? Shenema v'yomer Bilam el malach Hashem chatasi, ki lo yadati ki ata nitzav likrasi baderech. Now Bilam was not engaged in tshuva. I mean, we know who he was. And yet, he is the source that vidui protects you. Ad kinikach that a malach can't touch you. Once you say vidui, you're protected. And the makar, it's a medrash tanchuma pashas bolak ois yud. He is the source that vidui is a protection, and Bilam was a rasha through and through. And yet, he is the source that vidui works. How could that be? Nahan? So what happened over there? Well, let's try to understand. How come a vidui protects you from a malach? What does the word vidui mean? Push a translation in English. So the Malbim says, in Vayikra Siman Chin Yotes, Gedra a vidui hu hefech hafar v'akrasha. It's haidah, from the word haidah. Now the word haidah, the Malbim says, it's known in the world that Rav Huttner is the one who differentiated, but I see the Malbim already says it, that haidah is on something that usually the tendency would be to deny. And therefore, going against that natural tendency is called haidah. Haidah in Hebrew means one of two words. Gratitude, and it's not so easy to say thank you, and to praise someone else's milas. So therefore, there's haidah, because it's hard for us to acknowledge what others are doing. That's what the Malbim says. And another thing is admitting, I'm moide, that I did something wrong. For sure, people find that difficult to admit that they're mistakes. So since the natural tendency is to deny it, comes the word haidah, which is the opposite of hakhasha. What? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Now, here comes Rav Huttner adds, that how do you differentiate between the two? By the word, what the following word. If the following word is al, so that's gratitude. If the following word is she, it's admission. Ani modeh lecha al she'azarta li. That's a grace yishkoach. Ani modeh lecha she'ata tzodek. That's a madmen. And he says that's the bracha of haidah of moedim. You have both. Moedim anachnu loch al chayenu she'ata. It's both of them. That's what he says. I'm just want to add that according to this Rav Huttner's insight, so the moedah ani that we say in the mornings, I always understood, especially in light of the Nigun of Pirchei Toronto, that it's like it's a legomatic. Hey, God, I'm up this morning. Thank you so much. Gee, thanks. The Americans say gee. Gee, thanks. I'm alive and awake. Look carefully. Does it say that the word al? Moide ani lefonecha melechai v'kayam? Sheh. Not al. Not al sheh zata, sheh zata. It's a chma from the morning. We're subjugating ourselves to Hashem. It's a subservient saying, Takeshbobo, you know, Takeshbobo, if you would have woken me up this morning, I would have been dead meat. My whole existence is thanks to you. On my own, I would never be able to do it. So the Pirchei Toronto Nigan is maybe a little bit, Reboch Chait has a Nigan, which I think is then more appropriate. There's my Dani Lefana. That's then my Dani Lefana. Right? Rabbi says. So the two Nigunim. Right, I think the other one of Maidani, the slow one, is more Matim. It's interesting that in Spanish, when you say thank you, it's, how do you say? Gracias. And in Portuguese, when you say thank you, it's obrigado. And you know what? If you look, gracias is gratitude, and obrigado means much obliged. Obliged. It's really the two points. Okay, there's a few other chilukim between Spanish and Portuguese, but we're not going to go into it now. Now here comes the, what, in Birkas Haidah, we bow down and we do a kriya. So here the Maral says that Yisoid in the Siva Avodah Perek Yud, which is kerai to understand. He says, Birkas Moedim hoira shekol ha-metziyus hu'alav. Birkas Moedim is an acknowledgement. Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have nothing of our own. Everything is yours. Total Achna, that's really Moedim. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only a father, but he's also a melech. And he is our Adon, and we are Korea, we bow down to him. And then he goes on saying, Kol birkas moedim she'anu noisim moedo al Hashem Yisborach she'anu shelo, ve'ein anu mitzad atzmenu shum davar, rak hakol el Hashem Yisborach. Lefikach omer, al chayenu ha'mesurim biyodecha, ve'al nishmaseinu ha'pekudos lach, וכל העניין הברוך הזאת ידוע ונקראת ברכס הידוע, ועל זה הוא כל ברכס מוידים שאנו נויסלים הידוע להשם יסבורך שאנו שלו. ואין אנו מצד עצמנו שום דבר. מויסרים, מויסר עצמוי, I'm giving myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I'm doing הידוע. הידוע, even when it's הידוע of gratitude, I'm telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I couldn't have done it without you. I'm yours. That's how come there's a kriya in moidim. That's how the Maral learns. And Birkas Haidah, you're acknowledging that the only one in town is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the Gemara that says, don't say Shema Shema twice. And then it says, don't say Moedim Moedim twice. That's again, what's the connection between Shema Shema and Moedim Moedim? They both are acknowledging everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're giving ourselves totally over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what happens in Birkas Haidah. And that's what we're saying there. Al Chayin HaMsoim. Look at the pasuk when we say, Du Kashem Hu Asonu. V'loi anachnu. So the v'loi, there's a ksiv and a krig. V'loi means, well, it's not us. It's him. Meaning when I acknowledge that it's not us, rather it's him, that is really what Haidah is all about. Because it's starting the Perek Mizmor L'Saida. Okay. Therefore, someone who's misvadeh, he's giving himself totally over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, no one else could touch him. It's like avodahem, v'loi avodim avodim. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Paro, get your hands off my Avodim. They're mine now. Even a Malach can't touch him. You know why? He totally gave himself over. Is there a better word in English than gave himself over? What would you say? Submit it, that's the word. Submit it. He submitted. That he gave himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once you give yourself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he protects you. And even Bilam got this. And when he was moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he submitted himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now nobody could touch him. And vidui is that process exactly. Let's see how this works. Let's see. What is the avodah on Yom Kippur? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, mitzvah says in the Torah to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Because it says, Lifnei Hashem, titaru. But the whole year, how do you know you're supposed to do tshuva? Because it says, v'shafta. So how come the terminology is different? That the tshuva throughout the whole year is called Veshavta. And the tshuva of Yom Kippurim is called Veshavta at Hashem Elokecha. Yeah? I'll tell you Sfilim. And the tshuva of Yom Kippurim is Lifnei Hashem Titaru. What's the difference between them? So Rav Huna wants to learn it's a chumra of Yom Kippurim. Tahara is a bigger madrega than just tshuva. But I would like to prove that, no, there's something gavaldik avos that happens on Yom Kippurim. There's a Mishnah in Yuma that says, Dorash of Elizabeth and Isaiah, Averas sheben adam lamakom, Yom Kippurim mechaper. Averas sheben adam lechavero, and Yom Kippurim mechaper. Immediately comes afterwards the memory of Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, לפני מי אתם מתארים, ומי מתאר אסם? מי מתאר אביכם שבשמיים? And הקדוש ברוך הוא says, מקווה ישראל השם. מה מקווה מתאר אס התמאים, אף הקדוש ברוך הוא מתאר אס ישראל. I'm going to ask you, this statement of Rabbi Kiva, is that anything related to Yom Kippur? Or it's the whole year around? מקווה השם. You know, he quotes פסוקים in Yirmiyahu, מקווה ישראל השם. והפסוק אני חזקה, וזרקתי לכם מים תאורים ותארתם. It doesn't sound that it's related only to Yom Kippur. It's the Gansi Yorlachlar. But it's brought down in the Mishnah of Yuma. And it's brought down right after what Elizabeth and Isaiah spoke about Yom Kippur. So it's Shmekt Yom Kippur Dik. How? So the Maral, and we don't have the Sefer of the Maral in Yom Kippur, but we have the Drash of Shabbos Shuva that he wrote. And he says, the boy says something which I'm telling you will change your whole attitude to Yom Kippur. Before I go on, what's our attitude to Yom Kippur? And what's one of the happiest moments of the year? Moitzei Yom Kippur. You know why? You have a whole year to next Yom Kippur. That's how we feel. I hope I'm going to manage this one. It's like a yoke. I promise you, after what I'm going to tell you now, you're going to look at Yom Kippur totally different. Totally differently. Guaranteed. If not, you get your money back. Bezat Hashem. The Maral says over here in Drash Shabbos Shuva, "Lama in Yom Kippurim mechaper laveros shebenu lechaver? Why not? How come only ben adam lemakom?" Zok the Maral. Aber Rebbe Kiva pirish dover ze, ma she'en Yom Kippurim mechaper, rak laveros shebenu lemakom. He says Rebbe Kiva is coming to explain this point of the Tana of before him, Rebbe Elazar ben Isaiah. Amar Ashrechem Yisrael. לפני מי אתם מתארים? כלומר, שמה שישראל מתארים ביום הכיפורים הוא בשביל שיש לישראל דבקוס בהשם. היד is always close to השם. כי דכסי ואתם הדבקים בהשם אלוקיכם. ועל זה אמר אשריכם ישראל, לפני מי אתם מתארים? ומי מתאר אתכם? שבשביל שישראל הם דבוקים לגמרי בו ישאולה, דובר זה עצמו הוא הסורה ויסטלקוס החטא. כי מאחר שהוא ישאולה לא שייך את סוחט, by the Abishter there's no concept of Avera, and therefore, when you cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he removes from you the Avera. L'chein Yom HaKippurim mipnei inu ha-nefesh v'istalkus ha-guf, we're in a fast day, as the Yisrael Dveikus Bo Yisrael, we're removing the barriers between us and Hashem. V'dover ze mesalag achet. And that's like a mikveh. How does a mikveh work? Ma mikveh metar? Ki a mikveh metar ha-tomek kasher yizdabik legamri b'lishum chatzitza bo'ilam. A mikveh means there's no chatzitzas, and you totally get in the mikveh. And a mikveh, there's no tumah on a mikveh. It's a mayan. That is the dynamics of a mikveh. You totally get involved in the mikveh and part of the mikveh. And since the mikveh is tahar, you become tahar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also becomes a mikveh in Yom Kippurim. And since he's tahar, you become tahar. That's what he says. So what's our job in Yom Kippurim? To enter the mikveh. And just like when you go into a mikveh, you're not the one who's doing the tahara. The mikveh does it. Similarly, on Yom Kippurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the tar for us. Whatever you have to sweat bullets throughout the year to do, on Yom Kippurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "My kid, I'll do it for you. I'll take care of it. You just walk into the mikveh. I'm going to tar you. I'll do the job. You don't worry, trust me. I'll take care of it. Whatever you have to do throughout the whole year on Yom Kippur, I'll do it for you. You just have to enter the mikveh without any chatzitzas. We'll see what that entails. But once you enter the mikveh, leave it for me. I'll do it." It's a maridik in the kuda. I don't know if you ever were aware of it before. That Kosh Boko on Yom Kippur says, I'm going to be involved in the process of purifying you and making you all what you want to become. I'll take care of it. Trust me. Just enter the game according to the rules. But once you're there, you're in my hands. I'll take care of it. That's what happens in Yom Kippurim. That's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Ashrechem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem metarim, umi metareshem. It's like a purity of a mikveh. And so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the mikveh. No, even the voice, the voice. And the Maharal says it in a few places. I'll give you a lesson what he says in Drush HaBesuma. Yom HaKippurim mechaper bishul shachoyte hu shavel Hashem Yisrael. Asher ya mischach imenu kasher chota. The kozman sheyesh l'odam shum chibur. As long as there's some kind of open channel between you and the Eibushter, Hashem Yisrael, yesh lo shavel Hashem Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will purify you. Just make sure that the channels aren't closed. He brings a gemara that Rebbe says, there's three averis that close off the channels. What are the three averis? Perek Ol, someone's kofer b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Megal l'Pani b'Torah, and he doesn't know a bris milah. Because open channels means three parties, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, man, and the Torah, which connects. And those three are parallel to those three averis, to those three components. But the point is, Rabbi Yisai, Inyan Yom HaKippurim, that you go back to Hashem, and Hashem says, I'll do the job for you. Rabbi Yisai, the Beis HaLevi, in his drushes, at the end of Krach Bet, of Tshuva's Beis HaLevi, there's 18 drushes there. They're mamash, one of the most beautiful drushes ever written. I'm serious. And Drusha 15, Tesvav, he speaks about this point. If you look it up, I promise you, you'll dance in the streets. Guaranteed. Even if you're a little bit to the Yekesh side, it won't stop you from dancing. Be'emes. Be'emet. Rabbi Yisai, he quotes a medrash. The medrash says, look at this medrash. They were unbelievable, these briskets with the medrashim. They knew all the medrashim. It says in the Yalkut Shimoni, Atamotze b'yom ha-kippurim, the Satan comes to the Katrek, and he spells out all our averis, and he tells the Kodesh Bo, Am Yisrael are ganavim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with our schusim. And it's every year the balance is exactly equal. So then the Satan goes to try to look for more averis. While he's away, the Satan, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does? Right? So it says in the Medrash, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu oise, noteles ha'avonos mitoch ha'kaf, u'matminam tachas popira shelo. He puts it under his coat. V'asatan ba, v'inam motse shemoven. The Satan says, hey, what happened? Where are the averis? Shemal Yivukash Zavon Yisrael Venenu. Right? So what's going on here? On Yom HaKippurim, the scale is bidduk equally. When the Satan's going out to find more averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the averis. Now it's okay. Makurepo. So the Beis HaLevi explains that a person who does a chet, he's like a kli that was boilea tuma, or machalasuris. To machshir the kli, there's two processes. You have to clean the kli, right? Get the treif, the shuman, the shvanunis out of there. And then, but there was a blia. So you have to go through a process of getting out the blia. Every person who does an avera has these two things. A, there's an avera involved. B, he was bolea the avera. He swallowed the avera. So how do you get rid of the first part? Just stop doing the avera. But what about what you swallowed? So here you need a charota, a muka, and the way, as deep as the charota is, that's how deep the plita will be, and here you need charota and kabbalah la'asi. And in a very serious way, to get it out of your system. Says the Beis HaLevi, kol zehu kol hashana, omnam biyom ha-kippurim, yesh bo maila gdoila, demiyad shenitcharet, u'mekabal alav lashuv ma'isav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chazdo ma'avir mimenu atshuka u'ma'avir mimenu tachatoim. So a whole year you got to work very difficult to get that bliya out. On Yom HaKippurim, just tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're a little bit, that you want to return, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get the bliya out for you. Could you imagine? Well, you got to do the whole year in such a long process on Yom HaKippurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it for you? Free of charge. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That's the drush of the Beis HaLevi over there, and Drush Tesvav. So here, Rabbi Yisai, comes the Indian of Vidui of Yom HaKippurim. The Vidui of Yom HaKippurim, as we pointed out before, it's not a Vidui of Tshuva. If it's a Tshuva, you need Charata, you need Kabbalah La'asi. There's a whole process. You know what the Vidui is? What the Maharal said about Hoidah. I'm reporting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what I did wrong. And the mere fact that I'm reporting to him is I'm making him the employer and I'm the employee. And I'm giving myself over, submitting myself over to Hashem. That's what the Vidui does. You know, in America, when you want to know someone, what level, what madrega is he in the company, there's always the question, who do you report to? Tell me who do you report to, I got who you are. Tell me. On Yom Kippurim, we stand, our Vidui is reporting to Hashem what we did. That in itself is the Haidah that the Maral explained, that you're giving yourself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. It's not a vidui of tshuva, it's a vidui of ritzui, of giving myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi, a classical example to that is what we had last week's parsha, vidui maestres. Why is it called vidui? Over there he's saying I'm good. He's saying, I did all I'm supposed to, and yet it's called Vidui Maestris. So, what's up, Shad? Where do we know that there's a Vidui Maestris? It says in the Pasuk, V'amalti l'fnei Hashem l'kecha, B'alti HaKodesh min habayis, etc., etc. B'alti HaKodesh min habayis, the Maestr Sheini, V'gam nesatib l'levi, the Maestr Levi. What are the words that tell you that you do a Vidui? V'amalti l'fnei Hashem l'kecha. L'fnei Hashem l'kecha is the Vidui Maestr. How do the words "lifnei Hashem lokecha" mean vidui? Because vidui is exactly that you position yourself in front of Hashem and you report that. Here comes the difference between the vidui of tshuva and the vidui of pius. The vidui of tshuva is standing in front of Hashem and telling him, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, I did such a terrible deed. I'm focusing on how terrible the deed that I made was." And how do you bring out that it's terrible? I have remorse, then there's charota, and then there's kabbalah l'asit. The vidui of tshuva is standing in front of Hashem and telling him, what I did was terrible. The vidui of Yom Kippurim is standing in front of Hashem and reporting to Hashem what I did. The terribleness of the deed, that's not the focus in Yom Kippurim. It's me'ein vidui ma'aseh. The Malbim says, whenever you give a report to someone, that's called the vidui. That's what he says also. Okay, right? Okay, Rabbi says, shekeshadam yomar cheshbon ma'asav lifnei Hashem, the fact that you report to Hashem, that's called vidui. So of course it's going to help only in Ben-Adam Memakom. The vidui is that you are why is Yom Kippurim meaning the vidui that the Mishabura said that we're speaking about Ben Adam Lamakom? Because the purpose of the vidui of Yom Kippurim is to submit yourself over to Hashem and He'll take care of everything else. That's the purpose. So with your friend, you don't submit yourself over to every friend. Of course this phenomenon won't exist by Ben Adam L'Chaver. It will only exist by Ben Adam L'Makom. Why do you have to do a vidui even on things that you did tshuva on? Again, if the vidui would have been for the sake of tshuva, I did already tshuva. But if the vidui is not because of the sake of tshuva, but the vidui is, I'm giving myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though I did tshuva, I still want to report to him what I did. That's not the point. What I'm saying. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. B'meile, therefore also, you have to do a vidui on the ones, because I want to make sure there's no chatzitzis between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person touches a tumah, even by ones, he's tamei. So therefore, this vidui is even on ones. The vidui of tshuva, you don't have to do on ones. There are more paskins, so you don't need kapara. The vidui on Yom Kippurim is, I want to report to Hashem on all what I did. If you did tshuva, meanwhile, it's irrelevant. Therefore, nechon? And therefore it's even bo'aynas. There's no concept here of charota and kabbalah la'asi, because the purpose of the vidui is not to bring out the deed that I did was so terrible, but to report to Hashem and to enable you to go into the mikvah of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi said, Rav Yisrael Salanter goes on and says, Im Yom Kippurim haya magia achas l'shivim shana, if we would have had Yom Kippur once every 70 years, haya osher gadol, it would have been beautiful. Achshav sheyom Kippurim bekol shana, kama gadol ha'osher hazeh. It's the most unbelievable thing. It's a retail, a sale. Come, I'll take care of it. Come, I'll take care of you. Isn't it gavaldik that we have this once a year? Do you know of any other Yom Tov that starts with Shechiyahu? So there's a lot of reasons for it. Other Yom Tovs, you wait for the kois. But the Maaseh, the day just enters, you say Shechiyahu. It's the most unbelievable time that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That He says, I'll do whatever has to be done. You just come, connect in the right, proper way, and I'll do everything else. That is the avoida of Yom Kippurim. It's a different outlook. Instead of looking at it as an enemy, and looking at Yom Kippur as, oh, look, it's a day that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything. Could you imagine how you'd look without it? When you would have to take care of everything by yourself? That's Yom Kippur. The Simcha of Yom Kippurim. Of course, the boys say, how does the Matan Luchos Shnius enter here? That, well, if Yom Kippurim is the connection to Hashem, going into the mikvah, which is called the Kodesh Bohu, of course, Luchos Shnius are part and parcel of it. Because that means we're connecting to Hashem. As we all know, again, the Drush of the Beis Halevi, Drush Yitches, explains that the whole Torah Shabbat started by Luchos Shnius. And that's the ultimate connection between us and Hashem. Since Yom Kippurim is going back to the Rebbe, so Yom Kippurim is the day of Matan Luchos Shnius. So I just want to conclude, boys, that my time is up. The Avodah of Yom Kippurim, as you can see, the headline of this maamar is La'avsher LaHashem L'taher Otano. Just enable Hashem. Let Hashem do the job. That's what Yom Kippur is about. Just don't disturb. Don't put in chatzitzes, don't put in afrodas. You just connect properly to Hashem on that day, and that's the purpose of this vidui over and over, of submitting yourself again and again to Hashem, and the rest will be taken care of. Of course, you got to do tshuva to remove all the averes, but the point is that with the vidui of Yom Kippurim is not the vidui on tshuva, rather it's a vidui of ritzui. We should all be zoiche, Rabbi Yisai, be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, to be zoiche, to taste what Yom Kippur is about. We still got time. We have Rosh Hashanah before that. But to understand that it's kol kuloi, a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave only to Am Yisrael. This does not exist by Yisraelim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell them, I'll do the job. You guys, just come in. I'll take care of it. And the Mitzvah Hashem, we should come in a proper way, and be zeichet, teslicha, mechila, kapara, and a good gevinshira.